Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Maybe you don't cringe at charcoal concoctions that turn your teeth temporarily black in the pursuit of a gleaming smile, but charcoal smoothies? If a line must be drawn, perhaps swilling a thick, earthy smoothie with the unappealing hue of a mud puddle presents just such an opportunity. Activated charcoal, the same stuff left over after you grill a steak, is making its way into everything from smoothies and juices to pasta and bread. It's widely touted as having detoxifying properties, and in some cases, this is true. You'll find activated charcoal in water filters, toothpastes, and facial cleansers, where it does trap pollutants. Its ability to cling to certain chemicals and toxins is why it's used as an emergency treatment for poisonings and overdoses. Just a 50-gram dose of activated charcoal has the surface area of about 7 football fields. That's a lot of little nooks and crannies that can be used for adsorption, all created by the high heat burning of wood or coconut to create an ingestible carbon. And yes, I said adsorb, not absorb. Absorption is what happens when something soaks in. Adsorption is what happens when something sticks on. Because of all of those crevices in activated charcoal, you might say that its surface is molecularly sticky, though certainly the word absorb is fine to use colloquially. Activated charcoal's superpowers are, however, relegated to the digestive tract. Sure, it can work as a powerful deep cleaner on surfaces like teeth and skin, but it really shines by trapping poisons anywhere along the journey from ingestion to expulsion. There are misguided assumptions fueling the charcoal-taking trend, though, including the idea that the substance can absorb any so-called toxin in the body to improve your overall health. Adding activated charcoal to food and drink for frequent use could actually cause nutritional issues because it indiscriminately adsorbs vitamins and minerals, too. Nutritionist Pip Reed told the Huffington Post, activated charcoal doesn't decipher between toxins and good nutrients, so taking it too regularly or with food means that the charcoal will also absorb the nutrients in your system. The same goes with any medications you take. We recommend due skepticism about any nutritional trend that promises to detoxify you. Your digestive system and liver do an excellent job of that already. And frequently, the best way to keep yourself detoxified is to eat a balanced diet of vegetables and proteins to keep those systems working well. I know that's less Instagrammable, but it's more scientifically accurate. Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics that'll stick with you, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.